Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Ready Money by George H. Knox, published in 1905. It's been said that most business owners fail. Even if this were true, it doesn't mean that they fail absolutely. It simply means that they failed to make a success of the business in which they started, and are now trying something else. A person should never consider themselves a failure, so long as there is an opportunity or a life to make one. When failing in any profession, the worst thing you can say is that you are not cut out for it. That is a cowardly makeshift excuse. Anyone who tells you to expect failure until you find your calling, the work that was intended for you, the work you were born for, is giving you horrible advice. It is nothing less than a calamity for a person to believe they are not cut out for the work they are doing. Why? Because it puts you in the wrong mental attitude. It gives you a decidedly erroneous idea of things. You think you are not cut out for the work, and so putter along for years without getting your head high enough to see the sun, all the time waiting for Providence to bring you the job you were cut out for. Sometimes a person even finds fault with Providence if it doesn't serve up that job they were born to do. But I don't believe Providence has anything special for such a person to do. And if there is a job on earth that was intended for them, it is hiding for fear they will find it and make a botch of it. If you aren't doing well and are under the impression that you haven't found what you are cut out for, why don't you cut out yourself over again for the work that you have found? That is one thing for which your willpower was given to you. How foolish to waste your life because you think you haven't found the right work. It would be just as wise to say, I haven't found the kind of food that was intended for me, so I won't eat. When you are really hungry, there are many foods you can eat quite well happily. Likewise, a person can adapt themselves to just as many differing kinds of work and make a glorious success of any of them. Anyone who can do well one thing can do well many other things because they have a good level head and common sense and are determined to succeed. The person who spends time fretting because they haven't found what they are cut out for hasn't been cut out at all and never will be until they get rid of such nonsense while putting their whole heart and soul into whatever they undertake. The chances are such a woman or man is above the average, but they have been looking in the wrong direction. What they need to develop is enough willpower to adapt themselves to circumstances, then work up their energy and go after things. The only way to make a name for yourself is by sheer force of character, by energy and enthusiasm, and by a sink or swim, survive or perish determination. The trouble with too many people is a lack of thorough preparation. A person who only half prepares finds that all the profits are in the other half. They go into a certain business and expect to make a success of it, simply because someone else has made a great success of the same business. They think that they are just as capable as the other person, and that therefore they will make as great a success. Chances are they are just as capable, oftentimes more so, but they have not made the preparation that the other did. They have not done the things that the other person did to learn the business. Knowing your business means success. Not knowing it means failure. Many people are too impatient to get to the money-making part of their business. They don't want to spend time learning. They want to jump right in and swim, but usually find that the swim is too much for them. It takes patience at the start, and it takes patience all the way through. The get-rich-quick schemes are not durable, yet you must not jump to the other extreme and think you have to plod all along your life to make a scant living. You should make it a point to know more about your business than what is found on the surface. People work hard enough, but oftentimes their work doesn't count, simply because they haven't taken advantage of the hidden possibilities, which could be discovered in their own business, if they would get right down to bedrock and work the thing out. To know your business thoroughly means that you can talk about it intelligently and present the many good points to anyone with whom you are dealing. It means that you know what to do and what not to do, that you can see your business from all sides. But that is not all. A real thorough knowledge of your business shows you so many good points about it that it enthuses you. And when you become enthusiastic over your business, you are going to be all right. However, knowing your business is not all the preparation that is necessary. If it were, there would not be so many failures. You can't succeed unless you know your business. Yet you may know your business and not be able to succeed. To make the success you deserve, you must know yourself. And that is often a more difficult problem than to know your business, and it is harder to learn. Most important of all, you must know people, know human nature, and know how to handle people. You aren't doing your best if you don't learn this, and you aren't doing yourself or anyone else justice. Cultivate the art of seeing possibilities in others. This is an age in which no one can succeed alone. You must be associated with others and know how to judge others. You must know how to select those who can do things, people who can hit the bullseye once in a while, or you'll find yourself at the bottom instead of the top. There's a great worldwide education for you outside of college, and you must acquire it. The great need of the hour for every woman and man is a better knowledge of human nature. The business at hand, therefore, is not half so important as the people who are back of that business. You may go into business with plenty of capital and with the best goods on the market, but unless you know how to handle people, your goods won't make you any money. Of course, if you had a monopoly, people would have to buy from you, whether they liked you or not. But you haven't a monopoly, and you haven't anything unless you have the ability to serve the public in the way it likes. If you have that, you have everything. Now, I don't mean that you should be wishy-washy nice, or so polite that you wear your neck out bowing. Be yourself. That is, be yourself if you are pleasant, courteous, and frank, and know that you are treating people right. If you are cold and distant, don't try to be yourself. Forget all about yourself and cultivate warmth and sunshine, a happy disposition. Cut out of your own life the petty annoyances you don't like in others. Discover yourself and your abilities. This will take systematic study, but it is the kind of study that will be a delight to you and a source of profit from the very start. If you don't cultivate a field, it will grow up to weeds. If you don't cultivate your personality, your usefulness is limited. You can't be successful unless you can interest others in your own way of thinking. And you can't do that successfully without learning how. Get yourself in line for the best there is. Your possibilities are unlimited.
When you need need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.